Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the President Trump, he's on that five-country Asian tour, and he's wrapping it all up as he goes to the Philippines. This is so exciting because, you know, when he went to South Korea, it's the first time, Steve, that a U.S. president visited South Korea in 25 years. And when you think about what is happening in that region, in particular with North Korea and Kim Jong-un having nuclear weapons and constantly and consistently threatening our allies and our friends in the region, namely Japan and South Korea, and of course, he's threatening the United States. This is very important that the president go to this region. I mean, he's in his administration, he's already sent Vice President Mike Pence, he's already sent
Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State.
And Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. And so all of the top level people in this cabinet have already been to the region, and now the president is showing up. And now the president is showing up to the region. It's so important because North Korea is a very, very real and present danger. We have about 80,000 servicemen in the region. And so we want to make sure that they're safe and that this strategy is well thought out in terms of dealing with them. Right now, the president, we're going to join him at this summit where he's speaking to the ASEAN organization. It's an association of Southeast Asian nations. It's an intergovernmental organization, and he addresses them in the Philippines. Watch this.
Friends and partners, I'm honored to represent the United States of America at this U.S.-ASEAN commemorative summit. We gather today at a time of great promise and great challenge. I speak to you on behalf of 350 million Americans with a message of friendship and partnership. I'm here to advance peace, to promote security, and to work with you to achieve a truly free and open Indo-Pacific, where we are proud and we have sovereign nations and we thrive and everybody wants to prosper. This year, we mark 40 years of friendship and cooperation between the United States and this organization. It's a long time. I also want to congratulate ASEAN on 50 years of promoting peace and prosperity and stability in Southeast Asia and in the broader Indo-Pacific region. Rodrigo, I would like to commend you on your success as ASEAN chair at this very critical moment in time and in the association's history, such an important event. And I want to thank you for your incredible hospitality and the show last night. The talent at that show, I assume mostly from the Philippines, was fantastic. Thank you. And you were fantastic, also very much from the Philippines. We couldn't tell the difference. I send the people of the Philippines warm greetings from the people of the United States. I also want to thank Prime Minister Najib of Malaysia for the excellent job you've done as coordinator. And I appreciate it very much. I really appreciate it. You have coordinated so well with us. For five decades, this organization has brought together a vital assembly of nations to build consensus on critical issues facing the region and the world. You have created a forum for all nations with a stake in the Indo-Pacific to listen, learn, and develop solutions to common challenges through strategic dialogue. The United States remains committed to ASEAN's central role as a regional forum for total cooperation. This diplomatic partnership advances the security and prosperity of the American people and the people of all Indo-Pacific nations. In recent decades, nations across the regions have built strong societies, robust economies, and vibrant communities of citizens. Really proud. Totally proud, always, of their heritage and confident in who they are. Today, we celebrate your incredible success, and we also seek economic partnerships on the basis of fairness and reciprocity. As the world knows, the United States, since our election on November 8th, has been moving ahead really brilliantly on an economic basis. We have the highest stock market we've ever had. We have the lowest unemployment in 17 years. The value of stocks has risen $5.5 trillion. And companies are moving into the United States. A lot of companies are moving. They're moving back. They want to be there. The enthusiasm levels are the highest ever recorded on the charts. So we're very happy about that, and we think that bodes very well for your region because of the relationship that we have. So we want our partners in the region to be strong, independent, and prosperous, in control of their own destinies, and satellites to no one. These are the principles behind our vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. So again, I wish you all the best of luck. It's an honor to be here. And Rodrigo, thank you very much for the way you treated all of us. Thank you.
Amazing. That's President Trump at the ASEAN organization, which stands for Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Intergovernmental Organization. And you got countries like Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore. Myanmar, Burma, Cambodia, and so this is pretty amazing. Here the president's pretty much covered the entire Pacific, and he's headed back home. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to see what's going to transpire as a result of this. This has been a remarkable trip. It's been covered really well. Yes. In the media, which was pretty surprising. But we want to make sure that we're covering it, because a lot of these things that are happening with the president are not getting the press that is so necessary. And you need to be encouraged. You need to know that your vote counted. And no matter where you stand with the president, whether you voted for him or you didn't vote for him, he is your president now. Mm-hmm. And it only behooves you to stand with him.
Yes,
because,
and pray for him.
Yeah, and pray for him, because, you know, we want him to succeed. If he succeeds, we succeed. So would you close us out in prayer?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the grace that you've placed upon our president and our leader.
Yes.
Lord, we just ask you, God, for just wisdom in this hour, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, against this, for this entire situation with North Korea, Lord, and just this, the nuclear tensions. And we just speak calmness. We just speak peace to this storm. And Father God, we just ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival and send a third great awakening, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.